Movement 5. Silence. Be still. Listen to the stones of the wall. Be silent. They try to speak your name. Listen to the living walls. Who are you? Who are you? Whose silence are you? Who? Be quiet. Are you? As these stones are quiet. Do not think of what you are, still less of what you may one day be. Rather, be what you are, but who? Be the unthinkable one that you do not know. Oh, be still while you are still alive, and all things live around you, speaking I do not hear. To your own being, speaking by the unknown that is in you and in themselves. I will try, like them, to be my own silence. And this is difficult. The whole world is secretly on fire. The stones burn, even the stones, they burn me. How can a man be still or listen to all things burning? How can he dare to sit with them when all of their silence is on fire? That poem is from Thomas Merton, the Trappist monk, and is entitled In Silence, appropriately enough. Oh, the power, the regenerative power of silence. To pull oneself away from the constant calculations of existence, to be momentarily free of the burdens of necessity and obligation, to allow the heartbeat of creation to beat in you and through you. The discipline of silence is a cornerstone of contemplative prayer. It is a cornerstone of the monastic tradition. When I enter into silent prayer, often after the first few minutes, I gain a call it a new awareness of just how busy a place my mind and soul have become. Forgotten obligations and promises, laundry lists of to-dos, they'll float in a scattered mess to the surface as my heart slows and my breathing regulates. See, this is the first layer, the first stage of release. It allows the artifacts of a busy life to float to the surface. There are a multitude of these layers, evolutions. You could just call them steps if you want. Steps towards slowing ourselves down to encounter God. But we encounter God at every step along the way. On a future episode, perhaps we should or can explore these evolutions and expand upon this journey of deeper contemplative prayer. But for this morning, I think it's enough for us just to acknowledge that the silence gives us room to explore, room to exist, room to contemplate. The silence gives the Holy Spirit of God room to reverberate, to whisper without shouting. So may you find God's whisper in your silence this morning.